Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
And this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Bill Roberts, the Senior Director of Global Process, Sensors, and Smart Practice for SAS. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Bill, can you tell us a little bit about your role at SAS and what you're working on right now?
Sure. So I'm part of what we would call a global IoT division here at SAS, and we are chartered with changing some technology, platform, analytic, and go-to-market activities around the transformations that are happening out in our marketplace around digital transformation. So really making our platform IoT capable in all senses of the term.
So here at the Intel on AI podcast, we do hear a lot about IoT and we hear a lot about AI, but can you talk a little bit about AIoT and what that looks like for you?
Sure. So historically, SAS has been known for analytics. That's really what we do. I think our first innovation in the market was the definition and enabling of an analytics lifecycle and a platform to do that, taking data that's created without analytics in mind and making it analytic ready and then providing all of the tools and capabilities to understand what the data can tell you and then allowing organizations to put those insights into action. Those three phases really make up the analytic lifecycle. And when you look at the transformation of IoT, it's just this massive creation of data that is thick and fast and has an interesting lifecycle of its own. And so this combination of this massive data that is kind of describing the world around us through interesting new sensors and cameras and other things is really only valuable when you connect it to that analytics on the other side, that ability to take out what that data is trying to tell you and then put those insights into some type of action that is valuable.
So Bill, I understand that SAS along with Intel and Deloitte did a survey. Can you tell us a little bit about the survey?
Last year we did conduct a survey with Intel and Deloitte and IDC. The survey was all around the artificial intelligence of things, that convergence that you asked about before. It was fairly widespread, over 450 business leaders across multiple roles and levels in the organization and industries like transportation, life sciences, manufacturing, utility, retail, healthcare, and even financial services. And so we were trying to really understand what was the state of the artificial intelligence of things. And we really are pushing this idea of the artificial intelligence of things because it really is just beyond the Internet of Things. So we did that survey last year with results that I thought were pretty interesting.
One particular question I thought was really interesting was, did the AI IoT initiatives exceed your expectations? Can you tell us a little bit about what you learned from that question?
The results of that question actually were some of the most emotionally startling for me. I've been at this for a little while, came up through SAS, through manufacturing, supply chain, and then was one of the first people to have IoT as part of their titles here at SAS. And for a long time, adding analytics to IoT data to drive some type of an outcome. And what this survey said around that question you just referenced was that folks are absolutely starting to see value. It was really an optimistic assessment of the types of value and how that value is stacking up against expectations. Folks are really starting to take advantage and the outcomes are exceeding what they were expecting from it.
Yeah, there's one particular part that I thought was particularly interesting. It was comparing data scientists. Only about 25% would say that it exceeded their expectations. But for senior executives, it was 56% exceeded their expectations. Why do you think that is?
Well, so this would be an example of my opinion. So I think data scientists have been at this for a little while and have been trying to illustrate ways that the analytics can drive valuable outcomes. And I think the business folks have been on the other side of that saying, we can't use this. This isn't driving the outcome we want. They're starting to see that change. And from a line of business, those folks responsible for the outcomes are starting to get really enthusiastic And that's kind of the cycle that we would like to see. If the business folks can start to say, hey, this is a path that we can go down now responsibly and with some amount of comfort, we're going to really lean into this. And so that is an exciting paradigm shift, I think.
Do you feel like this sort of AI boom has kind of shone a light on the practice of analytics? You know, analytics is no longer a dirty word. You have people in all parts of the business now talking about models and data. Have you noticed that shift yourself?
Yeah, it's funny. So I've been at this for over 20 years now, and I would maybe credit the big data craze and helping educate senior line of business on things like machine learning and AI. And I think if we look at the path to people recognizing valuable outcomes with artificial intelligence of things, it's pretty quick, you know, compared to some of the other lessons that we've learned, technology lessons that we've learned a little bit more slowly.
I know you can't talk too much about your customers, but are there any particular AI applications that on a personal level really are exciting to you in terms of what this capacity can do for us as a society?
Sure. I'll take it this way. So SAS, we have a big campus here in North Carolina. You know, we've got a solar farm, we've got beehives. And what we've done as an IoT organization right now is made a commitment to beekeepers across the state of North Carolina to help them better understand the life cycle of their hives, to try and improve the health and yield of beehives across the state, and then kind of extrapolate that globally. What we've done is we've built an IoT platform to help us collect interesting data from the hives themselves. So we're looking at a camera that can help us see bees coming and going from the hive. We've got a microphone that who can understand the sounds made by the bees in the hive, weight sensors, environmental sensors, so temperature, humidity. And of course, we're looking at the context that the hives live in as well, the outside temperature, the outside humidity, the weather, and events, as well as beekeeper reports. And so what we are doing is using all of that data to start to build a digital twin of the hives and of the specific life of the bees that are inside the hives. And it has really allowed us to do some very interesting analytic work that I think has application way beyond just the bees that we are looking at. And I bring this one up because you mentioned society, right? And so this is something we're doing because we see a societal need and value to doing this. We're probably not going to make a ton of money off of bee monitoring, but it has allowed us to innovate around a lot of the analytics that we do. For example, using computer vision to be able to capture and count bees coming and going. It's notoriously hard. The bees are small, they move fast, and they blend into the background, right? So how do we get rid of the background now? How do we track a bee, track the bee through space, and be able to determine whether it's coming and going, and then count? The reality is, I think the statistic is 2 to 5% of bees don't come back each day, you know, when they go out in search of pollen. So can we go ahead and start to measure that? Maybe even measure the cargo, how much pollen they're bringing back into the hive. The bees themselves are a very social group. They do a lot of communicating inside the hive, and a lot of that communication can be heard in terms of the sound that they're making. And so we'd like to be able to use that sound to help predict, does the hive have a queen? Is there some type of swarming action where a hive may be being robbed by a neighboring hive, or the hive is going to disappear and connect with another hive next to it? So it's really working with audio data, working with computer vision, working on the edge, right? So can we do all this vision work on an edge device and then move events over a constrained network to do some higher level analysis, looking at multi-phase analytics that way? So interesting exercises that has application across industries.
Overall, with these projects, do you see AI with Internet of Things as a improved revenue for your customers? Do you see it as improved lower cost, better quality? What's the value add for these organizations that are using AI with Internet of Things?
I see use cases that are focused internally on improving efficiency of business operations. And I see a lot of use cases that are really designed to improve revenue or really foundationally to set up whole new lines of business lines of value streams, right? So the convergence of the artificial intelligence of things is really having a transformational impact across an organization.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of being able to do that breadth of analytics from the edge all the way to a data center?
Sure. So one of the first things we worked on when we started the IoT division is to ensure that SAS, who was a traditional IT company, was able to really bring analytics into this new age of IoT where latency, bandwidth, connectivity kind of ruled the day. And so much of what organizations, the use cases that organizations wanted to pursue were happening outside the data center, you know, onto the factory floor, onto a heavy asset like a train or something like that, right, where you may not have connectivity or bandwidth might be constrained or latency kind of ruled it. So we needed to be able to say, do we have a paradigm that allows us to, based on the use case, take analytic processing and target that outside the data center, outside the classical data center or cloud, onto an edge device, right? And we chose our streaming technology as kind of the focus to say, we're going to take our streaming capability, which is so powerful in the data center, and we're going to make it embeddable and distributable. And that was kind of the first place where we actually started working really closely with Intel when we started to make that transition of making that piece of technology useful outside the data center.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, Bill. I was just going to be remiss if I didn't mention how Intel and SAS have been working to enable the ecosystem together. And speaking of ecosystem, I know that you're a member of our Intel AI Builders Program. I wanted to say thank you. Now we know what the buzz on AIoT is about. I had to work in my B puns in there. For listeners who would like to learn more, where should they go for more information?
SAS.com/AIoT solutions.
Thank you for joining us today, Bill. It was a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. This is Derek Osborne.
This is Emily Hudson.
And this has been Intel on AI.